All right, you kids. This is live from St. Paul, Mr. Zero and the Psycho Jello Show. This week, New York City, the early 70s music scene, part two.
Got to talk to Fannie Mae. I got to tell her what I heard her boyfriend say. But don't you stop me talking, or I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break the scene and fight with you, baby. Well, somebody's got to go. Got $2 gonna get some margin, but they're gonna street you, know. Oh, George starts a first. Knocks her down with them. Black in her eyes, so when she gets back home, she tells her husband a lie. But don't you stop me talking, or I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up this scene and fight with you, baby. But somebody's got to go.
Thank you.
That's right. I am Mr. Zero, and this is the Psycho Jello Show on the music scene in New York City in the early 70s. This show is sponsored by Lola's Hair Salon in Maplewood. Call 651-271-9294 for Lola's Hair Salon in Maplewood, 55109. The official hairstylist of Kissin' Time, Minneapolis. And opening our show, Don't Start Me Talkin', from the most famous band of that era, New York Dolls. They were formed in New York City in 1971. And you just heard, dedicated to my little man, Obleon, watching you, because I am Ob, by Kiss, formed in Queens, New York in 1972. The Psycho Jello Show is recorded at Mr. Zero's Rising Star Studios here in St. Paul, Minnesota, just across the street from Prince Music Lessons on Lexington Avenue North. This band started out as Silver Star in the early 70s in New York, featuring John Siegel on guitar. He went on to audition for Rainbow, which was Eugene Klein and Stanley Eisen's band, not the Ronnie James Dio band. They later relocated to Hohokam, New Jersey, and called themselves Twisted Sister. This is J.J. French singing TV Wife.
It starts up in the morning when the kids are at school. Hubby's just been picked up by the homeowner's pool. She walks across the rug and she turns on the scent. Every show is memorized, she can't forget. Early morning quiz, you're the subject to watch. Will they win a car or a bottle of scotch? All that she can do is sit home and stare, and hope one day she gets a chance to go on the air. Cause she's a TV wife with a TV life. Early in the morning till late at night, her dreams and her fears and her wishes and her hopes are all being sued by a handful of soaps. Well, she's a TV wife with a TV life. From early in the morning till late at night, your dreams are your visions and your life's a strife. But everybody turns to a TV wife. Everybody turns to a TV wife. TV wife. TV wife. By mid-afternoon, the shows are progressed, and on comes all the characters with whom she's obsessed. This was Diane, that was married, this one gave birth, and the husband's nowhere to be found on this planet Earth. Hobbies, home, and dinners are, but what, no TV? Well, the news is on, and it's just too repulsive to see. After 22 minutes, 15 rapes, and countless affairs, I can't watch the news, it's too gross, she declares. And she's a TV wife with a TV life. From early in the morning till late at night, dreams and her fears and her wishes and her hopes are all being soothed by a handful of soaps. Well, she's a TV wife with a TV life. From early in the morning till late at night, your dreams are your visions and your life's a strife. But everybody turns to a TV wife. Everybody turns to a TV wife. TV wife. TV wife. By a handful of soaps, I said a TV wife with a TV life. From early in the morning till late at night, your dreams are your visions and your life's a strife. Everybody turned into a TV wife. Everybody turned into a TV wife. TV wife. TV wife. Well, by mid-afternoon, you know the shows are progressed, and on comes all the characters with whom you're obsessed. This one died, that was married, this one gave birth, and the husband's nowhere to be found on this planet Earth. Makeup's off, the coke's on, now it's time for bed. The TV guide is on the floor, but nothing is said. Will it be a late-night movie starring Greer Garson, or Joey Bishop filling in for Aaron Johnny Carson? A TV wife with a TV life. From early in the morning till late at night, your dreams and your fears and your wishes and your hopes are all being soothed by a handful of soap. So she's a TV wife with a TV life. From early in the morning till late at night, your dreams are your visions and your turn to TV wife. TV wife. TV wife. TV wife. TV wife. Woo!
The Next Big Thing by Handsome Dick Manitoba and the Dictators, formed in 1973 in New York City. Several other bands from that time period worth mentioning: Luger with Ivan Kral and Shane Harris, Actress with Johnny Thunders, Rick Rivets, and Arthur Killer Kane, Wild Honey and Flaming Youth, both bands were friends of Ace Frehley from the Bronx, and the band Creatures of the Dark, where the members dressed up like Dracula, Frankenstein, Wolfman, and the Mummy. And we can't forget Ruby and the Rednecks. If you'd like to hear the last 90 episodes of the Psycho Jello Show, go to MrZeros.com under the podcast key. Be sure and check us out on Facebook at Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Music History Show. And if you want to learn more about the artists we cover on the show, go to rosevillepatch.com under Mr. Zero's. Up next is the band The Dogs from Lansing, Michigan, Detroit area. Formed in 1968, they played the New York area in 73. This song is Fed Up. You just heard the song Long Way Down by the band Bluntz, which Gene Simmons referred to in an interview one time. They played the New York area in May of 1973. A few of the members started off in Houston, Texas, but they were brought to New York City by producer Ron Johnson, and they worked on the Lynn Christopher album. The Psycho Jello Show is sponsored by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113, where they sell classic music, retro toys, vintage video games, and movies too since 2009, where nerd is the word. This next one is by the all-female band Isis, signed to Buddha Records. They played the New York area in December of 1973. One of the members ran into Paul Stanley of Kiss years later and said, "Hey, Paul, do you remember when Kiss opened for Isis?" And Paul came back with, "No, Isis opened for Kiss." And the member said, "Yeah, right, Paul, whatever you say." This is the song, Ain't No Backing Up Now.
Thank you. sexual dealings. It's hard to be true to the one that's really you. I've got a scandalous feeling. It's hard to be true when they point and stare at you. Conditioned to portraying the mask of masculinity. Another blend of different shading. I am what I am, I don't give a damn. He's riding a broom. Yeah, he took all my money. The jerk made me hurt. He looked like a baboon. X, Y, X, X, Y. Gender identity. I've got the power to be in. Voice in my head will not be dead. I wanna know. Tell me, tell me.
Just heard Man Enough to Be a Woman by Jane County and the Electric Chairs. She was born Wayne Rogers in 1947 in Dallas, Georgia, and relocated to New York City and played the area in May of 1973 as Wayne County and Queen Elizabeth. In 1986, Gene Simmons covered one of her songs, It Takes a Man Like Me to Be a Woman Like Me. Yeah! How do I know? Because Gene Simmons told me to my face in 1990. This last song was thought to be Kiss, but it is not. It is the band Tattoo from 1976. It is Give It To You Easy.
Yeah.
I am Mr. Zero. This was the Psycho Jello Show on the New York music scene of the early 70s, part 2. Tune in next time when you can hear me in the stars. Well, all right! Now get ready! And get set! It's time to roll! Psycho Jello Show. Said it's time for Mr. Zero and the Psycho Jello Show.
Mr. Zero.